Burden, Tacoma Park, Maryland, May 14th, 1905. Dear Brother Burden, your letter has just been read. I had no sooner finished reading it than I said, I will consult no one, for I have no question at all about the matter. I advised Willie to send you a telegram without spending time to ask the advice of the brethren. Secure the property by all means, so that it can be held, and then obtain all the money you can and make sufficient payments to hold the place. This is the very property that we ought to have. Do not delay, for it is just what is needed. As soon as it is secured, a working force can begin operations in it. I think that sufficient help can be secured to carry this matter through. I want you to be sure to lose no time in securing the right to purchase the property. We will do our utmost to help you raise the money. I know that Redlands and Riverside are to be worked, and I pray that the Lord may be gracious and not allow anyone else to get this property instead of us. We had a very pleasant trip from San Francisco to Washington. Several times a song service was held in the car, and this took well. Many of the passengers outside of our party united in the singing. I am recovering from the cold that I caught about 3 weeks before leaving home. On Thursday morning, I spoke in the large tent, and on Sabbath morning, I spoke again. The large tent was crowded, and I am told that my voice could be heard very distinctly, even by those on the seats at the very back. I shall send you a copy of my talk when it is written out. Today, Sunday, Elder Haskell spoke in the forenoon. The afternoon meeting was broken up by a thunderstorm. The rain came through the large tent, and people were obliged to hurry away to the small tents. A good work is being done on the school and sanitarium land here. Money is coming in for the completion of the $100,000 fund. Last Friday morning, at a meeting held for this purpose, about $6,000 was handed in by the delegates for the Washington work. A great many conferences had not at that time reported fully, and at the end of this week, there will be several thousand dollars more to hand in. We hope that this meeting will be the means of accomplishing much good. If the Lord sees that we are in earnest in seeking Him, He will be found of us. Oh, it would be sad indeed to get above the simplicity of the work. When we are humble enough to receive wisdom, the Lord will certainly teach us His way. I have such a hungering and thirsting after God. I must have a strong faith, and I must bear a decided testimony, which will not be weakened. Bible truth will prevail. And oh, how my heart longs to see our church members obtaining a deep experience which will stand the test that is before us. Let us seek the Lord while He may be found, and call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 55, verse 6, 7. Let us make straight paths for our feet. The Lord will not leave those who love Him and keep His commandments to be spoiled by the enemy. A short work will the Lord do upon the earth, and He will stir His people mightily. A great work is to be done. Let us read and study the 55th and 56th chapters of Isaiah, for they contain wonderful encouragement, and the Lord wants us to bring all the uplifting possible to His people. Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the Son of Man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. Even to them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord, to serve him, and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, every one that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. The Lord God, which gathereth the outcasts of Israel, saith, Yet will I gather others to him, beside those that are gathered unto him. Isaiah 56, verse 1-8. Here is the word of the Lord. Open up every place possible. We are to labor in faith, taking hold of a power that is pledged to do large things for us. We are to reach out in faith in Los Angeles, and in Redlands, and Riverside. The copy of this letter, printed in the Medical Evangelistic Library, number 4, page 20, includes an additional paragraph, which is also found in handwritten form as copied below. If we do not succeed in getting the place we hope to have, then we shall have to search for another, for a sanitarium should be started at once. But I believe the Lord means that we shall have that place, and that money can be obtained to purchase it. Let not this opportunity slip, for just such a place has been put before me that would be greatly to our advantage to obtain. May the Lord impress his people with the work long neglected in the South, Southern California. W.C. White sent the telegram yesterday afternoon with a decided affirmative to purchase the place. There was a small building in Pennsylvania offered for $20,000, I think, and just the land where the building stands, they want more land. It must be purchased at large cost.